This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Brad Smith, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Smith, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Mackenzie Hutchins, please note the following medical letter, period. Mackenzie is capital M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E. Hutchins' last name, H-U-T-C-H-E-N-S, H-U-T-C-H-E-N-S. On September 21st, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records as well as took the history directly from the patient via phone, period. I reviewed several photographs demonstrating the trauma to the patient's upper extremity, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 22-year-old female, height 5'6", weight 170 pounds, who is involved in an injury on or about April 12, 2023, period. She was walking at Spring Mills State Park, and there was an apparent employee of that facility mowing the grass, period. As she was walking, something flew out from underneath the mower and struck her in her left arm, period. She had immediate pain in her left upper biceps region as well as her back, but the majority of her pain was in her arm, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, the pain in her back has resolved, but she is still having pain in her left upper arm, as well as swollen area and scar tissue, period. Initially, the involvement was bruising of the entire arm, period. New paragraph. Her left upper arm pain is intermittent, period, is approximately 2 to 4 hours per day, period. It is described as an aching, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10, to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. She states she has a disfiguring scar that is visible even on her wedding photos, period. The patient tries to cover up with various articles of clothing, including dresses, but she is very self-conscious, especially due to her young age, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that day she was seen at IU Health Bedford. They did x-rays and gave her pain medicine, period. A few days later, she had worse pain and swelling, and she was seen at an orthopedic specialist, period. She was seen by ortho at least a couple times, period. Over the next few months, the lump got worse, period. Her family doctor ordered an ultrasound, and she was referred back to orthopedics for possible lump removal, period. She states the area of swelling comes and goes and recedes at sometimes, period. She did get a steroid injection, but she was not happy with the reaction, so she has not had further steroid injections, period. She states the area of swelling is about the size of a quarter and the size of a small grape, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are as follows, period. The patient works as a nurse and she has problems lifting, particularly later in the day period. As a result, lifting is limited to approximately 1 to 2 hours period. She also has problems with housework period. She is very subconscious of the permanent scar period. New paragraph. Medications include occasional medicines for IVF, intrauterine fertilization period, also over-the-counter medicines for her arm pain period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medications as well as covering up the scar tissue with various clothing garments period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for infertility as well as fibromyalgia at a young age that resolved in 2020 period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is negative other than a DNC period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her arm in the past period. The patient has not had prior hematoma or skin swollen lesions, period. The patient has not been involved in automobile accidents, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. The patient has not had prior lawsuits, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation is presently a nurse. However, she was in nursing school at the time of this injury period. She did miss some school work because of this injury period. New paragraph. Upon review of the medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. I, Dr. Mandel, did review several photographs demonstrating the area of trauma with the abrasions and superficial lacerations. There is visible tissue edema with extensive ecchymosis involving the entire arm, as well as some involvement in her back, period. Emergency room report, April 12, 2023. History is presenting for pain and swelling of the left shoulder, period. Earlier today, she was struck by an unidentified flying object, period. It was something that flew out from underneath a lawnmower, period. She has pain and swelling to the left lateral shoulder and scapular area, period. She has a small abrasion, period. On physical examination, several abnormalities noted, including tenderness and mild edema to the left deltoid muscle, period. Abrasions to the left deltoid area and just posterior lateral to the scapula, period. We will obtain x-rays to evaluate for osseous abnormality, period. I suspect she likely has a muscular contusion, period. X-rays reviewed, no bony pathology, period. Diagnosis is shoulder contusion, comma, abrasion, period. X-rays of the shoulder to view left, no acute bony findings. Their final assessment was 1, shoulder contusion, 2, abrasion, period. End of report. Ultrasound of the left arm, venous Doppler, October 10th, 2023. Impression 1, no DVT in the left upper arm. 2, mild prominent soft tissue lobules. Comma, given patient's history of trauma, this could represent fat necrosis or less likely an encapsulated lipoma, period. End of report. MRI of the humerus, December 5th, 2023, showed multiple subcutaneous fat signal intensity nodules with mild associated soft tissue edema, comma, consistent with scattered multifocal areas of fat necrosis in the soft tissues at the posterior upper arm period. End of report. Urgent care note, October 9th, 2023. Complains of left upper arm has lump under scar where she had a mowing accident several months ago, and a knot is under the scar period. Patient presents with complaints of left upper arm swelling period. On physical examination, scar on the left anterior upper arm, there are two small palpable, firm non-movable masses beneath the scar period. Assessment is one skin lump of arm. Ultrasound is ordered, period. End of report. Orthopedic provider note, November 7th, 2023. Mackenzie is a 21-year-old right-hand dominant female who presents today for surgical consult for a mass to the left deltoid region that started to form 2 months ago, period. She does not have a prior direct She does note having a prior direct strike to her arm from a large object that was ejected from a lawnmower, period. X-rays were negative at the time, period. The mass will fluctuate in size, and she will have random pain related to this, period. When this is larger in size, she tends to have more difficulty in performing her daily activities due to pain, period. She is planning to get married next fall, and this is quite concerning to her from a cosmetic standpoint, period. On physical examination, there is a scar at the deltoid region consistent with prior injury back in April, period. Assessment, mass of arm, period. I would like to obtain MRI study. Once this is obtained, we can determine appropriate follow-up, period. End of report. Ortho clinic note, January 10th, 2024. She has continued plateaued discomfort that radiates down into the fingers, period. She had an ultrasound as well as an MRI that showed some fat necrosis in the subcutaneous tissue of the left lateral deltoid, period. On physical examination, there was scarring on the lateral deltoid, period. Assessment, left arm pain, period. Left lateral arm pain from direct contusion with an MRI and ultrasound that confirms fat necrosis, period. I injected the area with cortisone, period. I really do not feel that surgery is going to alleviate that discomfort, period. End of report. Ortho clinic note, February 14th, 2024. She did not get any reasonable response from the injection, period. Her exam is unchanged with direct tenderness on the lateral aspect of the elbow, period. I do not feel that surgery would be very helpful, at least from my limited understanding of her presentation, period. I recommend a second opinion, period. End of report. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, left upper arm trauma, pain, strain, contusions, abrasions, prominent soft tissue lobules, soft tissue edema, and fat necrosis with encapsulation that is multifocal, causing soft tissue edema, period. Number two, left shoulder trauma, pain, contusion, abrasion, improved, period. The above two diagnoses were directly caused by the injury that occurred while walking on April 12, 2023 at the Spring Mill State Park, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanent, the patient does have permanency to the left upper arm, consisting of pain and a permanent lesion with swelling and unsightly scars, period. By permanency, I'm meaning the patient will have continued pain, swelling, and disfiguring scars for the remainder of her life, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Possible cortisone injections may be considered, but the patient had slight reactions to the first injection, and therefore this probably would not be a wise way to continue, period. She may be able to get some lidocaine injections at a cost of approximately $2,500, period. Continued over-the-counter pain medications will cost approximately $65 a month for the remainder of her life, period. In addition to the lidocaine injections that I mentioned above, she may get some local pain injections at an estimated cost of $3,500, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. Because of the unsightly scars and because of the patient's young age, I would recommend strongly consideration of plastic surgical repair of the unsightly lesions, and at that time, possible surgical exploration can be done, period. The cost of the surgical intervention would be approximately $75,000, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, reviewed photographs of the skin injuries, comma, took the history directly from the patient via telephone, comma, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.